Today's shir is Masecht Baba Kama, Daf Samech Dalad, and we will begin on Daf Samech Gimel Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom, with the words Bishlam Laman Da'amar. As we learned in the previous shir, the pasuk, when it discusses the halachas of kefil, that a ganef, somebody who steals, has to pay kefil, or somebody who's a toyin tainus ganef. That means somebody who's a shomer, chinam, who we know is potter for geneva v'aveda, and when the owner of the object approaches him and asks him to give back the item that he's watching, he says it was stolen, and he swears falsely to corroborate that claim, and then it turns out that he himself was the ganef, he has to pay kefil. In the previous shiur we had a machloikis tanoim, how to understand the psukim that the Torah discusses in Parashas Mishpatim, as we identify them as pasuk vav, zayin, and ches. We will not read over the psukim, but actually, as the Gemara said, the psukim actually teaches the same din of kefil twice, and we had a machloikis tanoim how to understand what are the purpose of the two psukim. One man said that one pasuk is referring to the case of a ganef, that a ganef has to pay kefil. Another pasuk is referring to a toyin tanis ganef, the case of the shomer that we just described, that he has to pay kefil. And the other man said that both psukim are referring to a situation of toyin tanis ganef. And as the Gemara asked at the end of the shiur, why do we need two psukim to teach us the same din? The Gemara said because one of the psukim is coming to exclude that only the shomer chinam who claimed falsely that it was stolen has to pay kefil, but were he to claim falsely that it was lost, he would not have to pay kefil. And that's where our Gemara Be'ezer Hashem picks up. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Laman Da'omer, Chad B'ganef B'chad B'toyim Tanis Ganef. That one pasuk is referring to a ganef, and one pasuk is referring to a situation of toyin tanis ganef, shapir. We have sources that teach us the din of kefil by both of these types of situation. However, ask the Gemara, elamanda omar, tavayi b'toyin tanis ganef, that both psukim are referring to a situation of the shomer chinam, who's falsely claiming that the object he was watching was stolen. Ask the Gemara, ganef, from where will he know the halacha that a ganef pays kefil? And if you'll suggest, we'll learn it with a kal v'chomer from the case of a toyin tanis ganef. That if a shomer, as we will explain later, received an object, beheter, he was asked to watch the object. Yet the Torah teaches us the halacha is that if he falsely claims that it was stolen, he has to pay kefil. Certainly, a ganef who received the item illegally should have to pay kefil. The chitema laisa b'kavachoyim v'toyin tanis ganef. We'll learn it with a kavachoyim v'toyin tanis ganef. Don't we have a rule of daya lava min adin liyus kanida, that if we're learning once halacha from another halacha, we can't learn a chumrah from it? And here we're trying to learn a chumrah. We're trying to learn that the halacha will be that he has to pay, that he has to pay kefil without a shvuah. But as we explained yesterday, malahalon, a toyin tanis ganef only is going to pay kefil b'shvuah if he made a false claim that it was stolen. And besides that, he made a false claim that it was stolen, he made that claim b'shvuah, that he swore to it. So if that would be the halacha, here too the halacha should be that he only would be chayiv with a shvuah. Afkan, he would only be chayiv with a shvuah. So, which is not true, because we know that a ganef pays kefil even without a shvuah. So it answers the Gemara, nafkalei, the way we know that a toyin tanis ganef pays kefil, pays kefil we learn it from the Tana de Beit Chizkiyah, from what the Tana de Beit Chizkiyah taught us. The Tana de Beit Chizkiyah, the pasuk says, "Im ki yignav shor ish shor eser, im timatzei timatzei biyodoi, hagenev mishaat char at chamor at ser chaim shnayim mishalim." So the Brisa the Chizkiyah teaches us says, "Yoyim mishor v'geneva." It would be adequate that the pasuk should just teach us the halacha of a shor and geneva, v'hak of a klal, and everything would be included that there's a chiv for the Torah, that the chiv to pay kefil. Why does the Torah have to use the words shor, chamor, se? If the Torah should just said shor and geneva, would teach us that anything that's movable and has intrinsic value like a shor would be chayiv for geneva. Continues the Braisa, ilu kacha yisi oimer, if that's all the Torah would say, I would say ma prat meforish karav legab mizbeach, only something that actually is brought on the mizbeach does the din of kefil apply, like a shor. Anything else will not have a chiyuv kefil. Af kol kar ukavim mizbeach. Only items that are brought in the mizbeach does a chiyuv kefil. Ma yesh l'chlohavi. So if that's all the Torah would say, what would we include? We would include a seh, because a seh is also an animal that's karv agavim mizbeach. Ask the gemara k'shoyim seh, but then the Torah specifies seh. But as we just explained, we don't have to specify seh, because we've already established from the fact that the Torah says shor that the seh, which is also brought in the mizbeach, has the same din. What do I learn from the word seh? Harei seh omer, hamani mikayim megneva. What will the word geneva come to teach us? The word geneva is going to teach us l'rabbis kol dover, that it's coming to teach us that there's a chiyuv kefil for anything that's a davar metaltum gufay mamon. So continues the braisa, yoyim esher shor seh v'geneva. So fine, we have to have shor seh and geneva v'aka b'chlal. Why do the Torah have to add the word chamor? Answers the Gemara, ilo kacha yisi oimer, if the Torah only said the word shor v'seh, I would say ma prat meforish tova kodesh b'chayra, that it's something that's brought in mizbeach, or something that has kedushas b'chayra. I've called Dava Kodesh B'chayra. The Torah adds the word Seh to teach us that anything that has Kedushas B'chayra is brought on the Mizbeach. Ma has a Chiv Kefil. Ma Yesh L'Chavi, which would include what? It would include to come to teach us a Chamor. That even though a Chamor, a donkey, cannot obviously be brought on the Mizbeach, the Halach is that a donkey is going to have a chiv kefil, because as we know, a donkey is subject to kedushas b'chayra. Af kol dova kodesh b'chayra, ma yesh l'chavi, which would include a chamor. But now, so why did the Torah have to write the word chamor? Kishoyim a chamor, harei chamor amor. But we already explained that the pasuk includes a chamor. Hamani mechayim kaim geneva. What does the pasuk of word geneva come to teach us? L'rab is called over. Before we go further, Taisus asks that if we look in the pasuk first teaches us the din of a chamor, says the word chamor, and then the Torah says the word seh. Yet our Gemara, when our Braisa first explains the word seh, and then the word chamor. How do we understand the order that the Braisa is following, which is not the order of the pasuk? So Taisus says, Taisus is somewhat ambiguous. He says, because this way we can understand the limud better. But Taisus doesn't explain what he means. So I saw the Mefarshim say a beautiful explanation. If the pasuk, if the Braisa would have first come to explain the word chamor, we would have said that the Torah would only write the word shor I would say that only something that's brought on the Mizbeach is Chayif the Kefil. That's why the Torah writes the word Chamor, that even though it's not brought on the Mizbeach, it still has a Chayif Kefil. Why? Because a Chamor has a Kedushas Bechayra. Then the Torah would write the word Seh to teach us that Im Ein Inyan, if it's not coming to teach us the halacha of something of a shor or a chamor or a sa, it's coming to teach us, as we learned in the previous year, the din of a oif, that even though an oif is not metama, nevelus oif tor is not metama b'mag b'masa, it's still subject to the din of kefil. If we would follow that type of approach, say the Mefarshim, we would have a situation that the type of limud we have for chamor is a very different type of limud than we have from seh. Chamor, we're learning, is trying to teach us that anything that has kedushas b'chayra is subject to the din of kefil. Seh, on the other hand, would be teaching us im ein inyan, which is not consistent type of limud. However, if the Gemara follows the approach that we're learning now, that the word seh is come to teach us, that the word seh has come to teach us that something that is not, as we just learned, that something that's not metamba memagba masa. So we're learning it with a main inyan. Now we're also taking the chamor also to teach us an imain inyan, to teach us that it's coming to teach us everything is subject to the halacha of kefil. So we have two situations of imain inyan. So we have a consistent approach of limudim, and that's why the Braisa preferred this approach. Continues the Gemara. So Yoima Shar. So now ask the Braisa. Yoima Shar v'chamor se v'gneva v'haka b'klal. Just by using these words, we will be able to include all types of Dovish and Metaltal v'gufay momen tavachiv kefil. Why does the Torah have to say chayim? Answers the Gemara, as we read the pasuk, and we'll read it again. Im himatze timatze biyodoi hagneva mishar tchamor atze chayim shnayim yishalim. Ma prat mefurish mefchal chayim. Because we would just have the prat, we would just assume that living things have a din of kefil. Afkal bal chayim. Ma yeshlo l'chavi shar bal chayim kishoy mechayim harei chayim omer. So we already know that living things are subject to kefil. Hamanim kaim geneva. What do I use the word geneva to teach us? L'rabbis kol dover, that not only living things are subject to kefil, but even inanimate things are chayiv to kefil. So that's how we know from the pasuk of himotzi timotzi that a ganef also is chayiv in kefil. So now the Gemara analyzes this braisa. Omamar yoyim ashar v'gneva. The braisa began that it should be adequate that the Torah should just write the word shar v'gneva. Ask the Gemara, but before we go into the Gemara's question, let us review for a moment some of the different types of lemudim that the Torah uses in the braisa of Rabbi Shmuel. We know that the Torah says, the Braisa of Yishmael that we say in the morning teaches us different types of limudim that are way we dash in the psukim. One is a prat uklal, that if the Torah first mentions a prat and a detail, and then the Torah says klal, nas klal Moisef ala prat. We say the klal is coming to expand on the prat. Another type of situation is just the opposite. Klal uprat. If the first the Torah says a general din, and then the Torah says a prat, a detail, ein bechlal el mashe befrat. The rule is limited exactly to what the prat says and nothing else. Then we have a situation that we've been discussing and will continue discussing. Klal u prat u klal. A klal u prat u klal, the halach is ein bechlal el ke'en prat. It has to be similar to the prat. And then we have a different type of limud entirely, which is a ribi yamiut and ribi, which is much broader application than a klal prat a klal. So the Gemara is asking, the Braisa said, that what would have been the din if the Torah would have said shar ugeneva? Asked the Gemara, miksiv shar ugeneva? But that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says geneva visharu. The Torah doesn't say the detail and then the klal. The Torah just says the opposite. V'chitem, if you'll argue, the way the Braisa is to be understood is ilu nemakomer. The Braisa is not saying what is what the Torah says. The Braisa is trying to understand what would have been had the Torah said it this way. But if the Torah would have said it that way, that means the Torah would have said first the klal and then the prat, so we would have learned it, as we just explained, as a klal u prat. The halacha is klal u prat ein bechlal el mashe beprat. I mimatzit amrit. So then how could the Braisa attempt to learn ma prat mafurish, to extrapolate from the prat that the Torah says? Hare shor prat v'gneva klal. It would be a situation of a prat uklal. O prat uklal, we just said, nasa klal maisav al prat visrabalu komili. And we wouldn't just learn what's similar to shor. Ella, says the Gemara, kiriksiv ka'amri. The Braisa is looking at the pasuk as it speaks. And the pasuk says gneva, the klal first, and then the Torah says the word shor, which is the prat. Ask the Gemara if that's the way to understand the pasuk. Mi matzit amrit hakol b'chlal. How can we say that everything should be included? Or furthermore, ask the Gemara, or ma prat mafurish, or how can we suggest that the Torah is going to use the prat as a model for anything similar to the prat? Wouldn't this be a situation of havel geneva klal v'shar prat? And as we explained, when we have a klal a prat, ein b'chlal el mashab prat. If the Torah only says a klal a prat, we're limited to what the Torah says, nothing else. Shar in. And therefore it would only be a din of chiyuv kefil by a shor, midachrin aloi, nothing else. So no matter how we understand the Braisa, if we understand the Braisa is reflecting the actual way the Torah speaks, that the Torah speaks about a klal uprat, so then it should be ein b'chlal el mashba b'frat. And if we're saying that the Braisa is to be understood as a what if it would be first a prat and then a klal, either way, it doesn't work with what the Braisa explains, that the Braisa is looking for things that are similar to the prat. Similar to the prat is only a situation of a klal uprat uklal. That's what we say, ke'ena prat. Here it's not ke'ena prat. Omer Rava, says Rava, Tana Chaim Kasamachla. The Tana is relying on the word Chaim, which it says later, and therefore he's learning it as a klal prat kamale. And once it's a klal prat, we look at anything that's ke'en haprat. Ask the Gemara, but how can we say that this is considered a situation of a klal prat a klal? V'loy dami klal brasra l'klal l'kama. The two klalim are not the same. Geneva is a very broad word. Chayim is a much more limited word, and that should not be considered a klal prat a klal. Answers the Gemara, Hotan of the Bar Bishmohu. The tan of this brisa is the opinion of Rav Shmuel. The Kaidav Nadarsh Klali Prati. That he does learn a klal prata klal, even if the two words that are being used to form a klal prata klal aren't similar. And actually, this is a Gemara in Masechta Chulin, Adav Samach Vav, in the parasha that the Gemara discusses, Chagovim, grasshoppers, where Rav Shmuel learns the klal prata klal, even though the two klalim are not similar, because the first klal says ashloi kraayim, anything that has legs. The second klal says liminehu, which is a much more limited klal, and yet Rabbi Shmuel learns it and works with those psukim as a klal of prata klal. It's a very nice vort from the sefer Chanukas HaTorah, the Rebbe Reb Heschel from Krakow. He says that when he was still a young boy, there was a prospective father-in-law who wanted to meet him to test him and see his level in learning. So they agreed to meet in some hotel. They came to the hotel, and the father-in-law wants to begin to test him, but he realizes that there are no sforim in this hotel available that they could learn from. So the Rebbe Reb Heschel told him, we can even learn from a siddur. And he takes out the siddur, and he brings out the brisa that we've been discussing in our shir, the brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel says the limit of a klal prata klal, and he asked his father-in-law two questions on this brisa. This prospective father-in-law. One question he asked him was that here we see that how do we have a situation that somebody called his son-in-law, somebody called his son Rabbi Shmuel? We know that Shmuel was a Rasha. Another question that he asked him was, we've been working, and Rabbi Shmuel, as we just learned, takes this concept very broadly, that we follow the concept of a klal uprat uklal. How did he ask him, do we follow this concept of a klal uprat uklal when we know that ein mugdam u'mukhah b'Torah, the order of the words of the Torah are not exact? So how do we follow that? So he answered him that, I'll explain it to you. He says, we know that the Medrash, Rashi quotes the Medrash, the Gemara says it in Masechet Baba Basra, that Yishmol did tshuva. What's the raya that Yishmol did tshuva? Because the pasuk says, v'yikbaru oisai Yitzchak v'Yishmol. When it came to bury Avram Avinu, it says Yitzchak and then Yishmol. So it's a raya that Yishmol gave their heritage to Yitzchak and let him go first when it came to the burial of Avram Avinu. So he asked him, "Ein mukdam u'mukhah b'Torah." So just before, as the pasuk says, Yitzchak before Yishmol, it shouldn't be any proof. It must be, said the Rebbe Beheshel, that in one inyan, that when we're speaking in one pasuk, certainly we follow mukdam u'mukhah. We follow what the order of the pasuk, and therefore, if in this pasuk, Yitzchak is mentioned before Yishmol, it must be that Yishmol did tshuva. Now he said we could understand the brisa. Rabbi Shmuel was called Rabbi Shmuel because he did tshuva. What's the raya that Yishmol, because Yishmol did tshuva? What's the raya that Yishmol did tshuva? Because Yitzchak is mentioned before Yishmol, and the order of the words in the pasuk are very specific. Once we understand it that way, that's why we can learn a klal prata klal, because again, the order of the words are specific to teach us a klal prata klal. And the question now, says Rav, is as follows. Why do we need the words? The Bryce's question was, is why do we need the words himatzi tamatzi yoy mishor gnev v'chayim? Let's just use those words. Vaka b'klal, it'll come to teach us that anything that's dava matatl v'gufay mamin is chayiv kefil. Answers the Bryce. If I would learn it that way, I would say, Ma prat mafurish, Dovah Garvel Gabba Mizbeach. Only thing that's brought in the Mizbeach. Afkar Garvel Gabba Mizbeach. That is what's brought, that is what the Zechiv Kefil. Ma Yesh Lulahavi. What would that include? Se. K'shoim Se. So what does the Pasuk specify Se? Hare Se Omer. Wasn't Se already included when the Torah wrote the word Shor? Hamani Mikayim Geneva. What do I use the word Geneva? To teach us, L'Rabbis Kaldover. To teach us, Kaldover. Yoimer Geneva v'Shor v'Seh v'Chayim v'Akka b'Klal. Ilukein. So what do I need anything more? Ilukein Yisoimer Ma'afrat Meforish Dovah Kodesh v'B'Chayra. Af Kol Dovah Kodesh v'B'Chayra. Ma'yesh L'Chavi Chamor. What are you going to include Chamor? Says the Gemara. K'shoim Koyim Chamor. Chamor is already included by the Torah using the word se to teach you something that's kodesh b'chayra. Harei chamor omer hamani mekayim geneva l'rabbis kol davar. So yoyim a geneva v'shor se v'chamor v'kayi v'akob b'chlal il kein ha'yisi omer ma'prat mefurish bal chayim, that the only thing that are mentioned in these pratim are living things. Avkob bal chayim, there's only a chiyah by bal chayim. Ma'yesh lo l'chavi shah bal chayim, other animals that are not brought in the Mizbeach and not Kodesh B'Chayra. K'shoim Chayim, when the Torah says Chayim, Harei Chayim Omer. So we already have included all living things. Hamani Mekayim Negeneva. L'Rabbis Kaldavar, everything that's not even a living thing. Imimotze Tematze Lamli. So what do I need the words Himotze Tematze? To teach us, says the Gemara, Yochi Kapika Kashalei. It's a very good question. The klal of prat, the klal already teaches us everything. What do I need? Ask the Gemara, Himatze Timatze. Before we go further, there's a very nice word from Chaim Kanievsky. He says that typically, when the Torah speaks about animals, the Torah mentions the shor before the chamor. By Shai Mechinam, other places, the Torah first mentions the shor. Yes, by Shoyim Sachar does the Torah mention the Chamor before the Shor, where the Torah says Kitin Ish Areyu Chamor Ashor. So he asks, why is the Torah inconsistent? So he answers, our Gemara is teaching us that a Shor has an advantage over a Chamor, that a Shor is Korv L'Gav Mizbeach, a Shor is brought in the Mizbeach, a Chamor is not. So that's how we understand the Gemara. Because if where the Torah is teaching us something that is a chiyuv, the pasuk that's teaching us that a shor mechinam, for example, is chayiv for a pshia, so the Torah mentions shor, that a shor that has this higher level that's brought in the mizbeach, there's a chiyuv for, and then also a bigger chiddush, that even the chamor, which is not brought on the Mizbeach, also there's a chiyah for. But by the pasuk of Shema Sachar, there the Torah is coming to teach us a ptur, that there's a ptur by an oinus. A ptur, it makes more sense to say that a chamor is potter than a shor is potter, because the chamor is not brought on the Mizbeach. And that's why the Torah first mentions the chamor, which is not brought on the Mizbeach, as potter and oinsim. And not only the chamor, which is not brought on the Mizbeach, as potter by oinsim, but even the shor, which is brought on the Mizbeach, is still potter by oinsim. In other words, the Torah always tells us the bigger chiddush later. So l'chiyuv, the chamor is a bigger chiddush. L'ptur, the shor is a bigger chiddush, and that's why the Torah follows that very specific order, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So now the Gemara's question is that once we have this klal prata klal that the Gemara just identified, we know that anything that's gufay mamon, that's metatl and gufay mamon, is chayiv kefil. Why does the pasuk have to say in mimotzei timotzei? Mishum disle pircha. Because if we would just rely on the klal prata klal, says the Gemara, we would have a problem. Meichik kamaisalei. From where do you want to learn this halacha? Miklal brasra. Because the Torah says a klal prata klal. And as the Mefarshim explain, our Gemara at this point at least considers that when you have a klal or prat, the klal, it's the second klal which is considered the more significant klal. Klal agufay, but what does this klal say? Chayim ksebei. It says the word chayim, which would come to teach us that only a living thing has a chiyuv of kefal. And therefore, klal uprat the klal might come a hanalei. What do you want to rely on this klal uprat klal for? Ilasui kol dover, if you want to teach us that any movable item has a chiyuv kefal, ha-chayim ksiv. The pasuk uses the words chayim, which seemingly limits it only to living things. Bal chayim in midachrin aloi. Shemachi itzrich imimatzei timatzei, to teach us that there's a chiyuv kefal not only on living things. Ask the Gemara, Amri v'shnei klolos d'smichi adodi. When we have the situation of a timatzei timatzei, isn't this a situation of two klolim? And if it's two klolim that are next to each other, we can't use the klal uprat or klal form of limud. Amar Ravina, answers Ravina, can Amri b'marova, like they explained in Etzes Rol, come makom sh'ata moitzi shnei klolos hasmuchim zeh lazeh, when we have two broad words, himotzei t'motzei, next to each other, hatel prat b'neihem, we should consider it that we put the words afterwards that are pratim in between the two klalim, v'dainim b'kal prat, and we should treat it as a klal uprat uklal type of limud. And therefore, shadi shor ben himotzei t'motzei, put the word shor between the word himotzei t'motzei, l'suyamai, to teach us what? Asked the Gemara. Ilas suya balachayim, if it's come to teach us that there's a chiv kefal for living things, I don't need the word shor to teach us that. Mechayim nafka, since the Torah uses the word chayim, we know that living things are subject to kefal. Ilas suya dover shein balachayim, that even non-living things have a chiv kefal. Udroi shachi, and explain it this way. Ma prat meforish dover metaltel v'gufei mamin, av kol dover metaltel v'gufei mamin, that has a chiv kefal. V'su shadi chamor beni matzei t'matzei. Then we take the next prat that was mentioned. L'su yimai, ilasu yidavu shein bal chayim. If we're going to come to teach us that even non-living things have a chiv kefal, that we already explained mishar nafka. L'su yei, it comes to teach us davu masuyim that we explained in the previous year, that is understood to either, according to Rashi, something that has a simen, or Taisus said two pshatim, a davar mesuyim means a whole item, or a davar mesuyim means something that could be counted, but midah b'mishkal minyan, it could be weighed, or counted, or have a value. So, Ihochi asked the Gemara, sel omeli, what is the word se going to come to teach us? Ella, says the Gemara, Riba meet ribahu. We must explain the pasuk differently, and we don't explain the pasuk as a klal uprat to klal, but rather we should understand it as a ribi meit ribui. To the Tana de Beri Bishmol, as the Tana de Beri Bishmol taught us, the Tana de Beri Bishmol, the pasuk says b'mayim shtei pamim. The pasuk that speaks about the fish that may be eaten. And the words of the pasuk are Azet toichel mikolash b'mayim kosh shaloi snapi v'katzkesis b'mayim b'yamim b'necholim oisim t'chelu. And here the pasuk uses the words b'mayim b'yamim next to each other. Since the Torah uses b'mayim shtei pomim, we have these two general type of words next to each other. Ein ze klal uprat. Don't, says Rabbi Shmuel, learn it as a klal uprat, but rather learn it as a ribi meet a ribi. And riba kol, and what is it coming to be marba? Rabbi kol mili. It's coming to be marba, everything is included in the chiyuv of kefal. So says the Gemara, if now we're learning these psukim in the ribi meet ribi form, and as we explained earlier in our shir, when we use this type of limud of ribi meet ribi, we apply it very broadly, and will therefore say that the Chiv Kefil applies in all situations. Yochi Kohani Proti Lomeli, why does the Torah have to mention all these Protim? Answers the Gemara, Chad Lemute Karka, one comes to exclude the Karka, there's no Chiv Kefil. Chad Lemute Avodim, that there's no Chiv Kefil. Chad Lemute Shtoris, that there's no Chiv Kefil in Shtoris. Gneva V'chayim, and the word Gneva V'chayim is coming to teach us what Rav taught us, that we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shema tomorrow, Shir, Dama Achyel Keren Ken Shiganov. That when we come to evaluate the value of something that was stolen, we evaluate it at its value when it was stolen, not at its value when it was, when the Dentara regarding it begins. So according to this, according to the Tanya de Bechizkiya, we learn the din that we began our shir with, that if both psukim that we discussed in the previous shir are coming to teach us the din that a tayin tainas kanev is chayiv kefil, and we began today's shir with the question, how do we know that a ganef is chayiv kefil? After this long gemara, we learn it from the words of himatzei timatzei. The Chassam Sofer, and actually the Ar Sameach, similarly explained that here we had a machloikis, it was shivu, when we have two klolim, when we have two general words next to each other, should we view it as a klal prat to klal, or should we view it as a ribui miyat to ribui? It says the Chassam Sofer, it really depends on something that the machloikis depends on something that we discussed earlier. Which, when we have a klal prat to klal, which is the more primary word of klal? If we say that the main word of the klal is the main klal is the first klal, so when the Torah wrote two klolim next to each other, so we have one klal after another klal, and the pratim are further removed, and because the pratim are further removed, we should learn it as a ribui miyat to ribui. However, if we say that the primary word in a klal uprat or klal limud is the second klal, so here we have a case that the second klal was mentioned, and then the pratim are mentioned, so we really do have the beginning of a klal uprat type of limud, and therefore they hold it should be learnt as a klal uprat or klal. Ask the Gemara, well, the mandama, but according to the other mandama, that said chad beganef, that one pasuk is talking about a ganef. The chad betoin tanis ganef. The ganef atzmoi nafgalei mimotzi yimotzi ganef. Hai imimotzi tomotzi. My darish bay. According to that tana, we already had another pasuk to teach us the halacha that a ganef pays kefil. Why will he use the word the pasuk of imotzi tomotzi to teach us? Answers the Gemara, it comes to teach us what Rabbi Bar Eloi taught us. Domer Rabbi Bar Eloi, my time of the Rav, Domer, Moed B'Knas, Vach Kach Bo Eden Potter. Rav is of the opinion that not only is a Moed B'Knas, we know that Allah is, that if somebody did an Aveira, for which there would be a Chiv of a fine, if prior to Eden coming, he admits that he did this Aveira, he's Potter, that's the din of Moed B'Knas. Rav takes that even a step further, and Rav says the moed beknas vachach bo edim. Even if edim come afterwards, it's still potter. Why? Where does Rav take that halacha from? Says the Gemara, the Ksiv, he takes it from the words imotzi timotzi. Imimotzi be edim. If the geneva is revealed through edim, then timotzi be dayonim. The dayanim will find him the kefil. Prat l'mashias atzmai. If somebody, however, admits that he stole, even though afterwards Adam come and I don't need his admission, he's still potter from kefil. That's, so in other words, according to the man the Omer, that says that we already learned the din of ganuf being chayiv kefil from the psuk and pasuk vav and pasuk zayin and ches that we learned yesterday. The pasuk Himotzi Tematzai is coming to teach us the din of Moed B'Knas Vach Kach Bar Eden is Potter. However, as the Gemara, Ulamandom Tavai B'Toyin Tanis Ganef. However, the Mandom says that they're both talking about Toyin Tanis Ganef. Dai Himotzi Tematzai Mapik Leil Ganef Atzmai. That today's Shir has taught us that we use this pasuk to teach us that a Ganef is Chayiv Kefil. Mashiach Atzma Menolam, where will we know this thing about Moida B'Knas? Answers the Gemara, Mashiach Yishino Lakim. The Pasuk says, Asher Yishino Lakim, if it's Bezdin that finds the person guilty, that's when he's Chayiv Knas, V'loi Mashiach Atzma. But not if the person incriminates himself, then he won't be Chayiv Knas. Ask the Gemara, Ulaman Dama Chad B'Ganav, V'Chad B'Toyin Tanis Ganav. That we know Motzi to Matzei teaches us to dinam moed b'knas. Haya Asher Yishin, my Dorish Bey. What does he do with the pasuk by Asher Yishin? Omaloch, haumi b'alei l'moed b'knas the potom. He teaches us the pasuk. That pasuk teaches us the moed b'knas is potom. In other words, according to this man, the Omer, the din that Maida B'Knas is Potter, we learn from the Pasuk, everybody learns from the Pasuk of Yisher Yoshin Alakim, V'loi HaMashiach Atzmai, and this Mandomer that has the Pasuk of Himatzei Timatzei available, we use it to teach us the Halacha that even Maida B'Knas V'Achkach Bo Eidim is Potter. Umanda Omer Tavai B'Toyin Tanis Ganef. Ask the Gemara, but however, according to Man Omer that says that both Pesukim are talking about Toyin Tanis Ganef, and he Matzei to Matzei, I need to teach us the halacha of a Ganef. Kusover, he'll hold that Moed B'Knas, V'Achkach Bo Eidim, is indeed Chayiv. Because he'll say that the two Pesukim that we learned yesterday come to teach us the halacha of Toyin Tanis Ganef. He Matzei that it's Chayiv Kefil. The halacha of Ganef will learn from Himatzei Timatzei. The halacha of Maida B'Knas is Potter will learn from Asher Yishin Elkim V'loi Mashiach Atzmai. And indeed he will hold, which is actually the opinion of Shmuel, that Maida B'Knas V'achkach Bar Eidim is Chayiv. On the other hand, the other man, Omer, that says that the two psukim we discussed yesterday, one is talking about a Toyin Tanis Ganef, one is talking about a Ganef. Asher Yishiyun Elokim will talk about Moed B'Knas, and Motzi to Motzei will talk about a Moed B'Knas, V'achakach Bo Eidim, that they're all Potter. We're learning now the concept that Moed B'Knas is Potter. There's a very fundamental machloikis, k'tsois, and the sivis, how to understand this Ptur. The Ktzois understands it, not that he's entirely Potter, but rather says the Ktzois, Bezdin can't be Mechayiv somebody Knas if he was Moida to the Aveira, but that doesn't totally absolve him. And therefore, according to the Ktzois, if in another Bezdin, if in this Bezdin he was Moida, but in another Bezdin, Eidim will come, and they'll be able to have a Din Torah before he's Moida to the Aveira, he will be Chayiv the Knas. The Nesivus disagrees. The Nesivus says that Moedah B'Knas is to be understood that in a situation where somebody's Moedah B'Knas, he's entirely exempt from the Einish. The Mefarshim go on to explain that this is the reason why a person is supposed to say Vidui every night before he goes to sleep, because our Gemara is teaching us that if somebody's Moedah B'Knas, he's Potter. And we know that every night when one's neshama comes up to Shemayim, they judge him for everything he did that day. But if he said vidui before he went to sleep, he was a moedah b'knas, and therefore he's a moedah b'knas, he's potter. But also, as we're learning, there's a machloikas Rav and Shmuel. What is the halacha of moedah b'knas v'achkach bar edim? Rav holds moedah b'knas v'achkach bar edim is potter. Shmuel holds moedah b'knas v'achkach bar edim is chayif. So I saw two nice shotim based on this. Bilam said, "Mi yichya misumai keil." Say to Mefarshim, Bilam went to say, "Mi yichya mishmuel." Shmuel, with this strict interpretation, that Moed B'Knas v'achakach ba edim is chayiv, mi yichya, who could survive this very strict interpretation? On the other hand, we say in the Slichas, V'salachta l'avineinu kiravhu. Why do we say kiravhu? Because we want to say that we're following the opinion of Rav, that once we're moed b'knas, even if achkach bo eidim, we should still be potter. Ask the Gemara, Ulamanda machad beganef. Fachad betaina tainas ganef. The nafgalei ganef mehosom, that he uses the word, that we learn the word ganef from there. Bishlamihim matzei tematzei, we learn it from the previous psukim. Bishlamihim matzei tematzei, lechid Rav Bar Yiloi, it's come to teach us what Rav Bar Yiloi taught us, that moed b'knas v'akak b'edim is potter. Avakol hani prati lomali, why did the Torah have to mention all of these protim again? Answers the Gemara, k'tanit b'erishmol. The Tanit b'erishmol, kol pasha shenem v'nishnus, whenever the Torah says, repeats a parasha, l'nishtus el davish n'schadish pot. The Torah repeats it even to teach us all the chiddush, even though all the other dinim we've already learned. Ask the Gemara, v'eim a ganav atzvam v'shvur. Ask the Gemara that halacha should be that a ganav also should only be chayiv kefil if he made a shvur. As Mepharshim said, somebody was accused to be a ganav, and he jumped and he swore that he's not a ganav. Then and only then should the halacha be that he's chayiv kefil. Says the Gemara, lo yisak adatach. The Tanya of Yaakov Omer, shnayim yishalim shaloi b'shvur. The ganav has to pay kefil even without a shvur. At the oimer shloim b'shvur, ein el b'shvur. Is it only without a shvur, or maybe maybe with a shvur? Amar loy kachoya. So he says, don't learn that way. Ask the Gemara, my loy kachoya. What does he mean when he says loy kachoya? Amar baya loy lichta rechmona shnayim yishalim b'ganav. The Torah would not have to write the chiv of kefil by ganav. Because we can learn the halacha of a ganef from toyin tanis ganef. Because ma toyin tanis ganef, the betera osel liyadei, that the person received this item, the heter, he was appointed as the shomer. Amakra lishlam trei ganef atzmoi to be sura osel liyadei like kolshkein, that he has to pay kefil el shnayim yishalom the kos rachman of ganef atzmoi lamaloi. Why does the Torah have to go out of the way to write the din by ganef? To teach us that feel shloi b'shvur, even without a shvur, he's chayiv kefil. Although there's an interesting Rambam, that the Rambam says that even though normally a toyin tainis ganav has to make a shvur, he says that if a shomer stole a sheep from a flock that was left with him, he's chayiv to pay kefil even without a shvur. The Ravid immediately disagrees with the Rambam, because the Ravid says, we just learned in our Gemara that a toyin tanis ganef is only chayiv kefil if he makes a shvur. So how do we understand the Rambam's opinion? Says the Or Sameach, a beautiful pshat in the Rambam. He says that normally a shomer cannot be considered a ganef until, besides making the claim, the false claim, that what he had was stolen, backs up that false claim with a shvur. Until then, he won't be considered a ganef. However, in a situation that a person has a whole flock of sheep, where all the sheep look the same, and he makes a false claim that one of the sheep, that the sheep that he was entrusted with was stolen, the owner of the sheep has no hope of identifying the sheep. So as soon as the claim is made, we have a full-fledged maisa ganeva. And it doesn't need a shvur to turn it into a full-fledged maisa ganeva. And therefore, says the Rambam, in such a case, even though he's only a toyin tainis ganev, even without a shvur, he'll be chayiv kefil.